Shalom to all. Today's office in Yerushalmi Tainis Tav Chav Zayin, and we are starting about the 13th line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah of a Sarva Pusma Zatira. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarabas Biakam Moshe, Hernish, Shalmash should have an Aliyah. So we continue scribing. What else happened on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz? The Sarva Pusma Zatira, a Pusma has burned the Torah. The question is, Echan Sarva, where did he burn it? Sarva Achamar, he says, Ma'abarta de Lod, on the crossover, the bridge of Lod, whereas Rabban Armor, the Rabban say, Ma'abarta de Tarloisa, in the crossover, or the bridge of this area. We continue, Vehemetzel Behechel, he placed the Tzelem, an idol in the Hechel. He's saying, Tony, that those that teach who Amad, that Etzelim was placed in the Heichal. Now we clarify what the difference is. Madamar Hu Amad, according to the one that Etzelim was placed in the Heichal, Talmud Shal Menashe, that's talking about Etzelim, the idol of Menashe, who's a Jewish king, he had placed it in the Heichal. This is a totally different time. Whereas Madamar Hamid, according to Madamar, that he placed it, that's a Lashon. What's referring to? Talmud Shal Apostamus, it's referring to the Etzelim of Apostamus himself, because that's what the Mishnah just finished telling us about. It said that Apostamus burnt the Torah, and he, meaning Apostamus, put Etzelim in the Heichal. So it's different versions of who had place an idol in the Heichal. We skip the parentheses because they're not relevant for this current Gemara. The Gemara begins with the question, why wasn't the 17th, Sheva Asar B'Tammuz, treated as a fast day like Tisha B'Av, meaning why doesn't it start the night before? So Chena Avod Bar Yanta B'Shem Rabbanaya says, Shalai Kiblu Rav Tzibar Aleim, that's because the majority of people didn't accept it upon themselves as such a strict fast. Whereas Rav Shimon Levi, he says, Kama Shanasa B'Zeh Chazar, Kama Shanasa B'Zeh Loi Chazar, what happened on this came back, what happened on that did not come back. In other words, both Bat HaMikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. That's what it means by Chazar. It came back, it repeated itself, whereas in Sheva Asar B'Tammuz, nothing repeated itself, and that's why it's not as strict as Tisha B'Av. In Amar Levi, he gives a different answer. Save the Pasuk tells us, Asher Yasa Isam Adam V'Chai Bohem, this is referring to the mitzvahs, that a person should do them and live by them. In other words, a person should not put himself into danger by doing mitzvahs. And V'Emar Einu Shal Adam Chazar Alachar Bayim Yoim, the light of a person's eyes doesn't come back until after 40 days. In other words, when a person fasts for a full day, already starting from the nighttime, a certain light in his eyes, maybe it's his eyesight, something like that, goes away and takes 40 days to come back. And so if Sheva Asar B'Tammuz was a full fast that started the night before, it would be very dangerous for a person to also do the same thing by Tisha B'Av, which is less than 40 days later, and that's why Sheva Asar B'Tammuz is not a full fast. Now the Gemara describes this parenthesis that we skipped, that Tisha B'Av Nigzal V'Sinu Shlo Yikon Tzubel Ha'aretz, and here we describe this in detail. How do we know that this decree that the Yidden were not going to go into Eretz Yisrael was on Tisha B'Av? So let's say that's what it says in the Pasuk, V'Yihi B'Shana Hasheni Yisbachad HaShashenim V'Asar B'Chadish V'Gomer, it was on the second year, in the second month, on the 20th of the month, this referring to after leaving Mitzrayim, and the Anan, the cloud, lifted above the Mishkan, and that was a sign for the Yidden to travel. Except the Pasuk says, "Vayisu Mehar Hashem Dar Shlishis Yomim." They traveled from the Har Hashem, which is referring to Har Sinai, a journey of 3 days. Now, before we continue, we just have a side point. Reb Zachariah Chassan and Reb Levi, he tells us, how can we understand the way that the Yidden left Har Sinai? Leilin Talay Demispanei Min Sifra V'Nafkan Lo Pare. It's like little children that are leaving their sefer, meaning their school. They run away to play. In other words, when kids get let out of school, they run away like, oh, Baruch Hashem, we're out of school already. And it was the same thing when the Yidden left Har Sinai in some sort of way. They're like, oh, phew, we're away from this. And obviously, that's not the greatest thing about them. Now we continue. Bye bye, Yom Nisavu Taiva. On that day, meaning this day that they traveled, they had this taiva to eat meat, which the Pasuk tells us was given to them. Ad Chodeshom, Ad Asher Yetzim Abchem, that you're going to eat meat till it comes out of your nose. And this also wasn't the most positive thing they asked for, because remember, they had man. Then it was Shivas Yimei Miriam. There were 7 days that they waited for Miriam because she had Saraz, as the Pasuk says, Vatisagar Miriam Chosla Machna Shivas Yomim. Miriam was sequestered outside camp for 7 days. Then there was another 40 days of the Meraglim. That was the Meraglim that were sent to Eretz Yisrael to go scope it out and see what was going on. And then the Pasuk says, Vayishuv Mitura Aretz Miketz Abraham Yom, they came back from scoping out the land at the end of 40 days. And so when we make the Cheshbon from the 2nd of the month on the 20th of the month, namely the 20th of Iyar, and we add all these dates together, that comes out the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av. We continue describing this. The Pasuk says, Vayichov Evayel Moshe Vel Aaron V'Gomer, and they went and they came to Moshe and Aaron. And what happened? Also when they came, Ashchin Nasikin Melchischal V'Arla, they found that Moshe, Aaron, everyone were learning the halachas of Chal and Arla, which are only relevant in Eretz Yisrael. So Amr Lahen, the Meraglim told them, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael anyway, and you're learning Hilchas Chal and Arla. So we had right away what happened. Everyone raised their voices and they cried that night because they were so sad when they heard they weren't going into Eretz Yisrael. And Amr Lahen, Baruch Hashem, told them, you cried before me, a crying of nothingness. It's for naught. Chayai, which literally means by my life, which is like a shvua, on this night, on Tisha B'Av, you're going to cry for a real reason, as we know from the Mishnah, that there's many different terrible things that happened on Tisha B'Av. And the Pasuk in Eicha tells us, Bachay Sivka Balayla, this double lashon of crying by night. And so we see that there was one cry of nothingness that night of Tisha B'Av when the Meraglim came back, and that caused the cry many years down the line on Tisha B'Av, terrible things happened. Now the Gemara just brings a different explanation of what that means, a Bechiyah Shel Tiflos, Tanur Shem Berchai, he teaches, Ksiv, the Pasuk tells us, Vayishma Moshe So'am Baichal Moshe heard everyone crying, which literally means by their families. What's the explanation though? Moshe assured six arayas, six family relations, which are not stated explicitly in the Torah. He assured those for them. It's machlokes which ones those are, but he assured those for them, and they were crying over that they weren't able to marry these people anymore. Now we continue with Meraglim. Amar Loi, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Afilu Kain, even so, even though you're claiming they were not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, Machamisun, what did you see there? So Amar Loi, they told him, and here we have a pasuk, Eretz Yisrael Yeshvehi. It's a land which consumes its inhabitants. Meaning what? Chavzayin Obez on top, Kol Kir Davin Olin Taman, every city that we went into, Havinu Mashachin Meisin, we found people dying. Now Amar Loi Makosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, so to speak, told them, B'toivas Yislachem, I did this for your good. Amartam, you said, Eretz Yisrael Yeshvehi, it's a land that consumes its inhabitants. But that's not so. Kol Kir Davin Olin Ba, every city that you went into, have a tough karta mayas, somebody who was a tough karta, a good person of the city, meaning somebody chashuv who lived there, he would die. And ada havin metaplin bay, while they were busy dealing with him, havin miyalin karta, you were able to walk around the city, nobody would realize you. You could scope it out undisturbed, v'nafkin loin, and then you would go out. And ubar nashla yada behind, no one knew about you, as I actually did this for your good, says Hashem. V'loyed not only that, el damartin, you, the spy, said, unehi beinenu kechagavim, and we were in our eyes like grasshoppers. V'chein hayinu beinehem, we were also in their eyes like that. So Hashem said, yada navesun mad havinu aved lochem bapehoin. Could you have known what I caused you to look like in their eyes? How do you know that they looked at you like grasshoppers? And there's also something negative that they said. Now, Amr Shimon Lagashi tells us, Dibru Dvarim Klapei Malon, another thing they did is they spoke towards Hashem, so to speak. Namely, they said, Ki chazaku mimenu, for it is stronger mimenu. Now, mimenu has two understandings. It could mean than us, meaning they were saying that the people of Eretz Yisrael are stronger than us. But in truth, Amru, they said, Kaviyachal lo yachal lohain, so to speak, Hashem is not able to fight them. That's why the Ki chazaku mimenu is that they're stronger than him, Loyalenu, that they're stronger than Hashem. And that's also another thing they said. The Gemara continues, Reb Levi tells B'Shem Rucham Bar Chanina, the Pasuk says, L'kol hamula gedayla, literally translated this means, a sound of a great commotion. Hamula is like a hullabaloo, a lot of noise. What's the drasha? L'kol hamula gedayla shamartem. Because of this hamula gedayla that you did, when the miraculum came back and you cried and you wept that you're not going to Eretz Yisrael, that's the hamula gedayla that we're referring to. So the Pasuk continues, Hitzes esha leha v'ro del yosav, he has set fire to it, which is referring to a tree in a Pasuk, and its branches were broken. And that's talking about the Yidden as a whole, that they weren't going to go into Eretz Yisrael right away, rather that they walked around the Binbar for 40 years and everyone was part of that generation ended up dying. We continue learning. Tanu Yivam Brayser, Rabbi Yisrael Meir tells us, Yom Shechar V'Bayis, the day the Beis Mish was destroyed, Hayim Matzei Shabbos, it was right after Shabbos, Matzei Shemitah, it was also the year after Shemitah, Mishmarta Shoya Yariv, it was also the Mishmar of Yayariv, that was one of the families of Kehanim, and B'Tesha B'Av, it was on the 9th of Av, and V'chein B'Sheni, it was the same thing the second Beis HaMikdash, and B'Zeh O'B'Zeh, by the destruction of both Batei HaMikdash, Hayu Levim Oimdim Al HaDochen, the Levim, they were standing on the Dochen, as Levim would stand when they would say the Shir, V'Oimrim, and they said the following Shir, V'Yeshev Alei Mas'oinam, V'Rasam Yatzmisem Hashem Lekenu, literally translated this means, and he turned upon them with their own violence, and with their own evil, he will cut them off. Hashem, our God, will cut them off. Now the Gemara gets a talachic discussion regarding singing Shira. Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Ba'kum Rabbi Yechanan, Reb Shlakish Ashton Farah Rabbi Yechanan, Ma'u Lemer Shir B'la Nusachem. Is Shira allowed to be sung without the Nusachem? Usually, when the Nusachem, the wine libations of the Karban Tamid, were poured on the Mizbeach, that's when the Levim would sing Shir. The question is, what about if there's no Nusachem, are they allowed to sing Shir? So Amalei Rabbi Yechanan said, Nishmin Radal, some from the following. We just quoted, Ditani, the Brisa says, Bazeh Bazeh, by both Batei Mikdash, Hayu Alvim Ayim Al Dochen, the Levim were standing on Dochen, the Aymer, they were saying the following, Vashvalim Asayim, Vagaymer. So we see that they were singing Shir, even though there was no Nusachem. And how do we know there's no Nusachem? Well, because there wasn't a Karban Tamid. And how do we know that? Well, because the Karban Tamid stopped on Shiva Asir B'Tamas, as we already learned. So there was no Nusachem, but still they were singing Shir, it must be that it's okay. However, the Gemara is discussing this, Ravo says, this is really a longer discussion. Ismagan Rechon Rishim Elakish, Rechon Rishlakish argued about this. Rechon said, Aymer Shiva Nusachem, Levim could say Shir without Nusachem. Whereas Rishim Elakish, he says, Ain Aymer Shiva Nusachem, no saying Shir without Nusachem. Now, Hasr Rechon Rishim Elakish, Rechon asked Rishim Elakish, Vatan, we have this Brisa that we just quoted, Bazel, Bazel, Hilavim, Ayn Malduchen, Vaymer Vyasham, Ayn Mesoinam. And so clearly they were singing Shir without Nusachem, it must be that it's okay. However, Amal Rishim Elakish, Rishlakish responded to him, Mat Shamami, no, what do you learn from there? Could be that there was Nusachem even though there was no Tamid. That's because we know from other Gemaras that actually Nusachem don't have to be brought with the Karban. Usually the Nusachem were brought with the Karban, but it doesn't have to be. So even though the Talmud was stopped 3 weeks prior, it could be they had a previous day's Nusachem, so maybe that's why they were saying Shir. So Rabbi Yechon responded to him, Me'ach Shil Nusachem Hayu, so if you're going to say there actually was Nusachem on the day the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, Zman Shashir Hayu, is that the proper day of the Shir? What Shir were they singing? Vayashav Alei Mesoinam, and that is Wednesday's Shir. And what do we just say in this Braisa? The Beis Mikdash was destroyed on Sunday, so they should have been singing Sunday's Shir, not Wednesday's Shir. The Gemara answers, this is also Machlokes. Rabbi Yechon says, Shir Shel Yom, that they have to sing the Shir of that day, meaning even though they're doing the Nusachem from a Karban that comes from a previous day, they still have to to sing the shir of that day that they're pouring the Nesachim, which is why Rabbi Yochanan said that they should really be singing the shir of Sunday. Whereas Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Shlakish says, shir shel esmol, they sing the shir of yesterday. This doesn't mean yesterday, it just means they sing the shir of the day that these Nesachim came from, and therefore this Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shlakish, Sitasam, Rabbi Yochanan held that shir is allowed to be sung even without Nesachim, because if Nesachim were actually brought on the day Beis Mikdash was destroyed, then they should have been singing Sunday's shir, not Wednesday's. Whereas Rav Shlakish held that no, you're only allowed to sing shira with the Nesachim, and the reason why Wednesday's shir was being sung was because these Nesachim they poured on Sunday came from Wednesday sometime prior. Now this brass that we quoted before had mentioned the Mishmar of Yahyariv, so we continue discussing Mishmaros. Amar Blavi Levi says that we have the names of three different Mishmaros, and they all hint to the Churban. Number one is Yahyariv, and the Shirish of the name of Yahyariv is like Riv, which means a fight. Then there's another Mishmar whose name was Meiroin, and the Drasha is Gavra Meiroin Karta, that the enemy overcame. That's Miloshin Gavar. We know Meiroin's a city. And the next Mishmar's name, which was Misarvai, that's a combination of Masar Beisa Lisonaya, that he gave over his house, I mean Beis Hamikdash, to the enemy. And Arecha, he explains differently. Yahyariv, what's this referring to? Ka Heiriv Imbanov, Hashem, so to speak, had a fight with his children, Al Shemaru, because they rebelled, Miservubai, and they refused him. We have names of other Mishmaras, Yedaya, Amaik, Tziparim. How do we understand the names of these Mishmaras? Yada Ka, Eitza, Amuka, Shabalibam. Hashem knew the deep thoughts, if you will, of their hearts. The Heglam, Kitziparim, that's proper Girsa, he sent them to Galus like birds. And on to the next thing that happened on Tisha B'Av, Anukah, the Beitar. Beitar was destroyed. Now it's important to understand a little bit of the background. After the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, there were still many Yidden around in Eretz Yisrael, and many of them, along with the Chachamim, were centered in Beitar, which is somewhat near where the Beitar of nowadays is. And there were many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Yidden that lived there. And about 50 years after the Churban, the Yidden, led by a person named Bar Kochba, who we're going to see that Rabbi Kiva, a man of Chum of that time, actually thought he was Mashiach. He led a rebellion against the Romans and was very successful. It seemed like he might have won until something happened, and then everyone was completely destroyed and Beitar was totally wiped out. And again, we're going to see in front of the Gemaras what exactly happened in quite descriptive detail. So here the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Havadarsh Esrin of Arba Ovdin, Rabbi would darsh in 24 different things based off the pasuk that tells us, Be Bila Hashem V'loi Chamal, based off of this pasuk, literally translated, it means Bila Hashem, Hashem consumed V'loi Chamal without any mercy. Whereas Rabbi Yechon Darsh Ashitin, Rabbi Yechon darshened 60 different things that happened. Ask the question, Rabbi Yechon Yata al Rabbi, was Rabbi Yechon better, meaning did he know more than Rabbi? That doesn't make sense. Rabbi lived much closer to Churban Bayis than Rabbi Yechon did. So how could Rabbi Yechon darshen more terrible things that happened by the Churban than Rabbi? And the answer is you're right. El did Rabbi have a simcha Churban based mitisha? Since Rabbi was much closer to the Churban Bayis, have a taman saban hirin. There were some older people who remember the Churban Bayis, have a darash, and when Rabbi would darshen about the Churban based mikdash, vino bachai, they would cry, umishtatken, they'd be quiet, vikaim loin, and then get up and walk out because they couldn't listen to it. Because of that, Rabbi would stop, and that's why he only darshened 24 things, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, who lived later, and there wasn't anyone around who had witnessed Churban Bayis. That's why he's able to darshen 60 things. The Gemara tells us, we have a brayso. Am Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Baruch Rabbi Hayudarish, my Rabbi Baruch used to darshen the following. The pasuk says, Hakol Kol Yaakov Edayim De Esav. We know it's a famous pasuk. Literally translated, it means the voice is the voice of Yaakov, and the hands are the hands of Esav. What's the drasha of this? Kol Yishe Yaakov Tzavach. The voice of Yaakov cries out, Mimasha Asu Lo Yadav Shel Esav Beitar, from what the hands of Esav did to him in Beitar. And Tanur Shem Rechai Shem Rechai teaches, Akiva Rabbi Hayudarish, my Rabbi Akiva used to darshen, Darach Koychav Mi Yaakov. This pasuk tells us, literally translated, it means a star has come from Yaakov. He darshened Darach Koyzava Mi Yaakov, that Koyzava has come from Yaakov. This person who just mentioned Bar Kochba, really his name was Bar Kuziba, but they called him Bar Kochba because of Darach Koychav Mi Yaakov. And Rabbi Kiva could have a chum in Bar Kuziba, and Rabbi Kiva saw Bar Kuziba have a Omar, he would say, Den Hu Malcham Shicha, he is Melcha Mashiach. And Rabbi Yechon Matursa, Rabbi Yechon Matursa told him, Akiva, Yalu Asam Bel Chayecha, Vadayan Ben Davla Yavoi. Akiva, grass is going to grow on your cheeks, and Mashiach is still not going to come. So they had this machlokes if he was Mashiach. Now Rabbi Yechonon, he explains differently with this Kol Kol Yaakov pasuk we just quoted. Kol Ander Yonos Kesar, Hoyeru Beitar Shmainim Elef Riboy. The voice they're referring to this crying out of Yaakov is because of what Ander Yonos Kesar. He's translated as Hadrian the Emperor. He killed Shmainim Elef Riboy in Beitar. Now literally translated, Shmainim Elef Riboy means 80 million. Shmainim is 80, Elef is 1,000, and Riboy is 10,000. So 80,000, 10,000 is 80 million people. Some say it's an exaggeration. Some say it was literal. Either which way, it's referring to a lot of people who were killed. Now, Amar Yochanan Rechon further says, Shmainim Elef Zug Shel Toike Kronos, Hay Mekivin Es Beitar. There were 80,000 pairs of trumpet blowers that surrounded Beitar. These trumpet blowers were the people of the army who would blow the trumpets when they were going to battle. And V'chol Echon Rechon Hay Munal Kam Chayalos, each one of them had a number of soldiers under him. And so obviously the army that surrounded Beitar was huge. And V'hayasham Ben Kozava, there's also Ben Kozava, Zava, this Bar Koichba, Vahyola Masayim Elf Matife Etzba. He had 200,000 soldiers who were Matife Etzba. That means they were missing a finger. Why were they missing a finger? So Bar Koichba only took the strongest, most valiant, and fierce of warriors among the Yidden. And the way he was able to test their mettle was that they had to cut off one of their fingers, and only then he let them into his army. So Shalchacham Va'amrul Chacham sent a message and asked him, Ad Emasai to Isis Shal Bali Mumen, until how long you can make the Yidden Bali Mumen? Why are you making them chop off a finger? So Ramahani responded to him, Chechav Shal Baitkan, how could I check them to make sure that they really are fierce and they're strong enough for my army? So Amrullah, they told him, Kol Mishain Recha Asusei Va'arke Erez Milvanain, anyone who can't ride on his horse and at the same time rip out a cedar tree, Loya Nechtav Estrati Shalcha, so they won't be able to be a part of your army. And so that was his new test. And Vahayulai Masayim Elf Kach, Masayim Elf Kach, he had 200,000 soldiers that were missing a finger and another 200,000 soldiers that had ripped cedar trees out of the ground. So he had these 400,000 mighty, fearsome soldiers. And here's an issue. Vakadav Nafak Krava, when they went out to battle, Hava Omar, he would say as follows, Ribayna Ta Alma, Ribayna Shloilam, Light Tisayd, Light Tichsayf. Don't help us, but don't go against us. And as the Pasuk says, Halayat Elikim, Zenachtanu, are you not our Shem? You could abandon us, but Vavalois Seitze Elikim, Seveseinu, don't go out against us. We're inside for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.